Blog Talk Radio.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superman to save the day again. In brightest day, in blackest night, there's no evil left in this whole town to fight. I know it seems so selfish, whining how there's never crime for me. So many superheroes, never enough evil in this city. So here I sit, the lamest of the superheroes, saving kittens, climbing trees. I can't help think, was this the life I wanted when I joined the Justice League? Is that Batman up ahead of me? He's beat me to the punch at least 3 times this week. And oh my god, Professor X and his whole school is saving kittens. Well, there goes the only work I had. I know I should be happy, knowing that the city's safe from harm. But what's the point of living when you never have to be alarmed? I keep having thoughts of being what this city truly needs. I should cause some havoc, shake them up by doing evil deeds. So here I sit, the lamest of the superheroes. Is protection really best? I can't help think, was this the life they wanted? Maybe people need unrest. I hacked all of Batman's bank accounts and put some kryptonite under Superman's pillow. And as for Hulk, well, let's just say he won't find any purple trousers. I bought up every pair they had. I know it seems so very wrong to hurt those who were close to me. All I can say in my defense, it's for the good of this fair city. So here I sit, the lamest of the superheroes, in my fortress underground. I'm building weapon stores and my minions bring me lots of kittens. There's a new bad guy in town. So here I sit, the lamest of the superheroes. Screw the kittens, burn the trees. I can't help think, was this the life I wanted when I joined the Justice League?
So here I sit, the lamest of the superheroes, saving kittens, climbing trees.
Countdown.
Are we rambling?
No, let's go, please.
I just came here. I didn't know I was going to sing.
Welcome to Akiva Underground Radio, episode 17.
17.
Complete and utter chaos.
Yeah,
insanity ensues.
What makes it interesting?
Yeah.
Tips on her toes.
How you doing tonight, Mary?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How do you like the new place?
I like the new place. Getting used to it. It still feels fairly empty, but, you know, people acquire stuff quite easily, so it won't be long until it feels really crowded.
Okay, so for the people that aren't aware, Mary Stockton was one of the chosen few for the Mars One mission, and she is now at her new residence on the... you're actually on some ship that's going to be traveling to Mars for some time, right? How long is it going to take?
It's going to take about 7 years.
Wow, that's not as bad as I thought. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, 7 years. Bring some books and some markers and, I don't know, maybe a pet.
A pet. That's cool. So, what are your plans?
Something that has a life, huh?
What are your plans when you get to Mars? What are you going to do to make money? Are you going to be the sole cultivator of marijuana on the new world?
I think what I'm going to do is lead a yoga class and teach meditation. Maybe be the activities coordinator. Because after being cooped up in a ship for 7 years, we're definitely going to need to stretch out.
Do some yoga, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably hot yoga on the red planet, I would bet.
It would be very hot yoga on the red planet.
Are you gonna do an I Chi Ching class and teach the 49 essential postures to people? Because I think that would be a good thing to start off with, especially if you're going to be teaching them yoga and maybe some belly dance too, because it's just fun.
Yeah, belly dance.
Don't you like belly dance, Mary?
I was also thinking polka because it really does help count. It really because doing the polka, you have to count your steps, and there's certain movements that go with every step. So it just kind of helps build the coordination, muscle memory in the mind, kind of thing.
You ever tried line dancing?
Macrame, huh?
Oh, macrame is fun.
Yeah, some macrame. We can make us some hammocks to sleep on because we're not going to want blankets. Or, a bed can be so hot.
No, I'm not sure. Is it? There's a series of containers that they've constructed together that y'all are going to live in. But the plan, the long term plan is to first you're going to build a dome, right?
Yeah, it'll be like a biodome. Yeah, exactly, a biodome.
Right,
we'll have to grow all our own food and do all that kind of stuff. Figure out how to eliminate our waste. Sanitary waves. It's going to be like being a frontier pioneer in the frontier. We're pioneering on a whole other planet. So it's totally different. Like the atmosphere and the environment is so unlike Earth that it's going to be one big learning lesson.
So then
until I die, basically. You don't come back. That's part of the mission. Is,
well, no.
You sign on.
I got that. You know what? I got Corey James Taylor's here too. I'm going to bring him on. But we're talking to Mary about she's now aboard this ship headed to Mars, and she was one of the chosen for Mars One, and we're discussing the plants. And I guess there's going to be a biodome in the future, and then but I think that there's a terraforming of the planet involved too, right?
Yeah, I've been reading up on this since they first started talking about it, and yeah, the terraforming is still kind of an idea for a colonization, but doing what we're doing here, global warming, that doesn't work, but then they're going to do it over on Mars, Global warming doesn't work, but we're going to do the exact same polluting over there that we're doing here to warm up the planet.
Yeah,
so I got another caller I'm going to bring in. From 213 area code. Okay. Caller, who's this?
How you doing?
How
good
you
evening.
Doing? Good evening. Good evening as well. All right.
All right.
How's it going?
Yeah, All right. I'm just checking out your show for the first time. I just wanted to, if you guys can enlighten me on what's
just a second.
Enlighten you on our show?
No, enlighten me on the subject, because I see something I couldn't understand really what we were talking about.
Mars One. I'm headed to Mars One right now. It's like for the mission, so we were just kind of talking about what my mission is going to be.
Are you familiar with the Mars One project, sir?
What is that? That plane that's supposed to be going up, the Virgin Airlines?
No, this is a little bit different. What they've done is they picked a crew of people that are going to go live on Mars. And then in addition to the crew of people that were picked, they allowed a number of candidates to submit their applications and make videos. And you could go to the website and watch people's videos. And we all got to vote on who the other people that were going to go live on Mars and try to start building a colony out there, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Right. No, I'm familiar with what you guys are talking about now, because I've heard them speaking about this subject in in the past couple of years or especially in these months to come, that, you know, they say that now that the planets aligning in the sense of this will be the best time in these years to actually attempt to make it there, because it's the shorter time traveling. You know,
more of a hop, skip,
and
a jump. You know?
right. Well, three to 6 months is a long time, but I mean, we gotta just check. I mean, I don't know if you guys mentioned it earlier in the show, but I mean, look at the movie. Talking about the one that just came out a year ago. Look at the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, that breaks down a lot of stuff. I mean, the imagination of a human being can actually be, you know, taken from your imagination and being created. So like you said, like they say, you think it, you can make it. You know,
yep.
So, I mean, real quick, just a perfect example of us seeing that with our own eyes, you know, of what's coming into play is if you look at the airport with the X-ray vision thing that they have when you go through the security. I mean, that was already shown in the movie. You know, here we go 20 years back when they were showing Arnold Schwarzenegger running through the subway. I mean, how far are we from that? I mean, they're checking bags in the New York City system when you go through the subway. And, you know, they're going to eliminate the manpower and install machines. So I think that we definitely...
And I think we're going to continue to see terror attacks, you know, so that they can come out and say that it's a good idea to police us and to put these security devices all over on all forms of transit. Before you know it, I mean, they're just going to start chipping all of us, and so when they know when we walk through every freaking doorway.
What was that book you were talking about that they did that? They chipped all of us. You're always talking about this book, Ben.
The Hyperion novels. In the future, everybody's got these implants, you know, that interact with their brain, and they can access the data sphere and download information, you know. And so there's a lot of benefits. There's always a lot of benefits to go with the big negatives that come along with things, because I could see this being a reality too. And then you can write your own command scripts, and people were writing viruses to upload into their own neural trunks to create altered states of consciousness. They were creating new drugs that were just viruses written and uploaded into their brains, you know.
And do you think Caprica drew off that, the, you know what I mean? Do you think that's maybe where they got some of their inspiration from? Or?
I think a lot of writers in the entertainment field draw inspiration from other things that they watch or read or listen to, for sure, you know. It's like, that's why you see so many similarities and things that are coming out these days. I mean, nothing's really all that original anymore, you know.
Oh, no,
things were inspired by it, you know. It's like, there's a lot of movies out there that have been huge inspirations for me. If I ever, you know, that when I do write things that are more fantastical, I tend to draw from, you know. We all do that, I think.
Yeah, you know, I do.
So, caller, we didn't get your name.
I'm Jay from New York.
Jay from New York.
Oh,
nice to meet you. I'm Ben. This is you're on the line with Corey Dance Taylor and Mary Soft. This is Soft Underground Radio.
I'm liking what I'm hearing. You guys are. you guys are you know, kicking some intellectual subjects instead of using the radio waves to, or the internet waves to, you know, talk nonsense. You guys are touching on important subjects and things that's really going to
affect
us.
Oh, no, we got nonsense, too.
No,
don't
you
worry.
Just,
we got plenty of nonsense. We try to find good music out there that most, that, you know, in the underground and in the local scenes from all over. I get on Reverbation and Bandcamp, and I go look and see what music sounds like in cities all over, and then download it and play it. So you got time to hang out for a little bit? Because we're gonna play a little bit of music and then come back.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm listening in, and I'm just listening in. Go ahead.
Cool.
All right.
I'm gonna start it out. We got some new music from Sense and Change out of Albuquerque, and they've got a brand new album that they just finished. It's a absolutely free download. They got it on Bandcamp. Name your own price. Go in there and just put zero. Share it with all your friends. It's really groovy. You can check it out. I got a few tracks from off their new album I'm gonna play tonight. I'm gonna start you out with this one.
Yeah.
then I'm gonna free myself from the burdens of this place. Oh, and release myself like I ain't got.
Niggas, my family, the people that care about me and my fans. Fuck all these other niggas. My head hurt, gotta give me something that'll make me feel good.
like me, had to put my bid in. All this rose gold I'm dipped in, just too cold while I coast through clouds. That's my life, babe, crystal clear, no cascade. I'm going, I'm on a crusade, save the kids from the weak shit. Finally my world, here all the girls can be my girls. I just sit back, count stacks, girl. Hold a nigga down on the time, girl. What up?
I can't decide what the blanks to lie. I push the lanes aside, they'll learn. I can never front no why. It's not my style, no lie. Fuck all the talk in time, they'll burn. I can't decide what the blanks to lie. I push the lanes aside, they'll learn. I can never front no why. It's not my style, no lie. They'll never take me alive, King will learn.
And all of
welcome back, Oxide Underground Radio. That was Bat Wings for Lab Rats. And before that, we had some Kid Cudi because he's got a new album out and I really like it. And then we had some Reviva before that. We started off with Sense and Change. All these bands you can find on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp. We encourage you to go out, check out new local music, download it. Go out, check out shows in your town. That's how you fix the economy, is you go spend money in your city. And not at McDonald's, not at Chili's, where they take it and put it in a bank and send it out. Go to local restaurants. Go see local shows. They're free. They're $5. They're $10. And you can see a bunch of them for what you would pay to go to a big concert. So there's great stuff out there. Go check it out.
Run into the same people. You know, it builds community, too, which is important. Get off your phones. Go out.
Go out, go do things. It's good for you, and it's good for the planet. It's good for all of us. Just go have fun. So we're back, and one of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight, Mary and I were discussing this earlier, was the anti-race condom. For the people who aren't familiar, and I'm not that familiar. I was looking at them earlier. They look like, am I wrong? It looks like this is blown out of glass. And it's got, like, big toms on it. And it seems like it would be incredibly uncomfortable. Here's Corey James. I'm going to let him back on, too. So, Mary, tell us your thoughts on the anti-rape condom.
Well, specifically, they're, you know, giving classes and handing these out to women in, like, cultures where rape is just overlooked and it's just, you know, a woman, that's her job or whatever, you know. So, anywho, some woman developed this contraption. What was she? She was mad. It is late, isn't it? She's seen something about barbs, okay? So it's like this, like, thing that you insert, and whenever, like, a penis enters it, it tries to pull out. It like, bends backwards. Like, you know how you have those tire, like, spikes, and you can only drive forward, but if you try to back up, they freaking pop your tires?
Yeah, they're
so it's like that. It embeds itself into the shaft, and they have to go get it surgically removed.
Right.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, and have you seen anything? Because they look really scary, Corey. They do. And the one I saw, it looked like it was blown out of a shredder, for sure. That would definitely do it. Do you remember that movie about the girl with the teeth and her food nail? Man, that was frightening.
That was nasty.
Oh, see? Okay, but what people have been talking about is that they're afraid that women are just going to wear these, you know, when they're feeling vindictive, you know, and then go.
Of course, that's a male-driven freaking thought.
Well, yeah, you're
trying to
your
outlaw
ex-girlfriend's going to show
whatever.
Up.
Whatever. I mean, why aren't they teaching men not to rape women?
I think if you go down on her first, then you check for you find out a lot of things that you might have wanted to know. It's just a good idea. Get down there. Make sure there's not.
If you got a
in
split
it.
Tongue, then you know what's wrong.
You know what I mean. That's like that's your little tester. What does Greg always say? Like earwax or something like that?
Greg Swartzen, the guitarist for Man with No Name, has the earwax method where he says you touch the oil from your ear. And then you rub it on her lady business, and she gets uncomfortable. She's not clean, and you need to get the fuck up and out. And he says that this method has always worked for him. And,
that's not a credible resource. I wouldn't go out there telling
him.
There's no
go.
Control group.
There's no way to test this.
I mean, if he just, like, gets up every time, sorry, peace out, you know, then how does he really know that if you stuck around, he would have got something? I don't know. I think it's just, you know.
I think his earwax is infected. You know, I think that's what it is.
Or
maybe
his
what
that's
the
earwax
could
tell you. Right. Why are you rubbing earwax on me? That's gonna make me uncomfortable right there. You know?
Right. I know
weird.
This motherfucker did not just put earwax on my cooter. Oh my god.
Exactly right.
It'll probably start penetrating because of the melatonin?
Yeah. I'm dried up.
Oh,
I'm freaking out.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. So, Corey,
no, I
kind of
want to try it though.
You're out there. Where are you at tonight? What are you doing?
I'm out at Sherman's Lounge tonight, and we're doing for round five Battle of the Bands, and man, some amazing bands here. Flint, Michigan is just it's really impressive. Some of the musicians just around here, and I hear even Lansing's better. Once I'm done with the Battle of the Bands here, I'm gonna start going around in Lansing and a few other places, and just hanging out. So that's why I'm not around. Sorry, guys. I know it's been a little rough on everybody, but you
no,
guys carry on without
that,
me.
Michigan
What's
is putting itself on
the
map, music-wise.
Yeah, you know, it really is, and I'm excited to get out of Sherman's Lounge for a little bit. I love this place, but you know when you go to the same place all the time, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, I got to try something new. The same was with Bird's Tiki Lounge, you know what I mean? Because we shot there a lot for a while.
Yeah, we did our first show there since St. Patty's Day. We haven't been there since St. Patty's Day last night.
Wow. How are they doing? Are they better? Because when the last time I know
they
had an actual sound system.
Yeah. They have a new sound guy, yeah.
Is
they put
good?
Like some kind of reverb on my mic, so it sounded funky. I don't know what the fuck. He even noticed that he did it or not. I don't know.
We should
That's
probably
crazy.
Take a second to attempt this out. Let's see. Mary's band with no name, is playing Saturday night at
the Dam
Bar in Rio Rancho. And you're playing with Good Green, right?
Yeah, right. I love those
Good
guys.
Good Green is an awesome band. Romeo, fantastic sax player. Yeah, Colleen's an amazing voice. Chris is a truly gifted guitarist. Julian, sax, fantastic drummer. Big, great bassist. The whole band's fantastic. And I can't wait for their album. I think they're done. They're done recording, and it's just in the mixing.
Tell them to send me a copy.
I know. Yeah. And then Balance Electra, they've got a new album that should be coming out any month now. They're pretty much done. And
we did a demo.
Nick, yeah, you guys are gonna have an EP. Band with No Name will have an EP here out shortly. And then Epic Beats has his Best of Albuquerque compilation. They sent out beats to like 16 or 20 different MCs around Albuquerque, and they all laid down vocals on it and sent them back to them.
I'm actually on that.
Are you on that one, Corey?
Yes, sir.
Nice. I know Nick Fury's on that one, and Loki from Batwings for Labyrinths. And
speaking of
Damn Life to Dynamo. I know.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Dom is really, really cool. He was one of the last shows that I got to see at Bird's Tiki Lounge for their hip-hop night. That was a really good time. He's a really funny dude, and his CD is amazing. But speaking of Nick Fury, I just got the word in the go-ahead from Nick Fury that Occupy Underground Michigan would be doing a podcast sponsored by the Rips and Raps Radio Network.
Nice!
Yeah, I'm excited about
that.
On,
will that be on Podmatic and all of that, like Riffs and Raps is,
yeah.
Or how's
it's
that going to
be on? It's going to be on Podomatic. It's going to be more like a radio talk show where we can, you know, interview. I love what we do here because it's live, it's raw. But you know what I mean? I do always love the production value that you can get from
the
podcast.
Podcasts
and so it's
going to awesome.
Feature.
You can really put stuff into it, you know.
Yeah,
it's going to feature local artists.
Resave things 100 times, and you don't like something, you can take it out.
Yeah, and what we're going to do is we're going to post it every Monday, so that way you have something to listen to while you're driving in your car. You can just put it on your iPhone. You know what I mean? Something that posts every Monday. And it's going to be really cool. Feature a bunch of live artists, you know, talking about it, community events, just, you know, things that we go throughout the week. Of course, Nick Fury is, of course, going to be doing some skits, and there'll be some parts from Rips and Raps. And then, of course, stuff from here, you know what I mean? We're going to take stuff from here and post it on there. And it's a way to showcase everything that's going around with, you know, Rips and Raps and Occupy Underground Michigan, Occupy Underground Radio.
That's nice. And I think I want to pimp out another couple things before we play some more music. this weekend up in Denver is the Klefjaw release party for issue number 2. And for people not familiar, again, Klefjaw is new, but it's blowing everybody away. It's fantastic. Dustin and Frankie, Seth Nolan and Frankie Metro have put this together. And what they do is they Mary?
Yeah.
Can you shut yourself up? Is that Corey?
Oh, thank you, Jen.
Okay. Oh, you sounded alike. Sorry, Mary.
That wasn't me.
Anyway, yeah, okay, it was Corey. Anyway, Klefjaw is a publication that they put together, and they take writing, they take poetry, they take artwork, and they put it together. They're very selective about what they pick. They put it together. Frankie and Dustin do all of the illustrations themselves. Frankie sits there and hand draws borders for all of the pages and scans them in. I mean, a lot of effort goes into every issue of these, and it comes out in a nice book. Issue number 1 came out and it blew everyone away, and then they finally put out an issue number 1 special edition, which you can get it as a download for Kindle, but I would really suggest getting the print version. Is really worth it. It's only like $20 for the special edition, I think $10 for the normal one. And then issue number 2 comes out this weekend. There'll be a release party up in Longmont, Colorado. I'm driving up there. Frankie Metro is driving up there. Lindsay Thomas will be coming to read. Ellie Finzer's coming up from Phoenix. She's going to read some poetry as well. We're doing that this weekend. And then in August, we're doing the release party for Lindsay Thomas's new book, and we'll be doing that on 7th and Mountain at Vinny's Barber Shop. We're going to have a barbecue. It'll be a daytime gig. We're going to have Red's Quartet and J.R. Swartzen Band and Chemo Licious, who just reached number 1 on Reverb Nation for Albuquerque and the other category. So big ups to her for that. She'll be playing on the 17th at Vinny's Barbershop, and we'll have Lindsay Thomas, of course, will be reading because it's the release party for her book. I think we've also got Ellie Finzer coming out from Phoenix for that one, and Sada Rahman from here in Albuquerque will be reading as well with Swartzen playing guitar behind her, so that'll be sick. And then in November, Day of the Dead weekend, we've got a really big one. This is going to be kind of a redo of the Mothpocalypse from last year, I'd say. We're hoping to get Lynn Alexander, Paul Corman, Robert. We've got a lot of names people that we're bringing in. John Swain, or our kill poet, is just going to be maybe 30 just really insanely cool readers for this one. And we've got a lot of great bands lined up. We're going to do a band with no name. We're going to do Good Green. Trying to remember what else. We've got a couple. I don't want to throw everybody's name out yet because in November. We do. This one's still in the works, so I don't want to throw everybody's names out. But we're going to have a few stand-up comedians, and I think we might even get those girls from the Albuquerque Aerial Alliance to come down and ride like it cruise through on stilts and the unicycles and stuff, because they've got nothing to do. They're like circus performers here in Albuquerque without a circus, and they just go practice every month. And when I was talking to them, I was like, well, what kind of shows do you guys do? And they're just like, we'll do anything, you know, so fuck it. We're going to bring them out for this. We're going to have writers, we'll have comedians, we'll have musicians, and we'll have, acrobatics. And it's going to be a big one. I think we're going to do it at the Box. I'm not sure yet, though. So we're going to wait to do, like, the total announcement on that one. But for sure, August 17th, Vinny's Barbershop, that one's going to be sick. I feel like we should play some more music. What do you guys think? What should we play? I got a band here. Oh, crap. I hate this one. I can't remember. It's either North Carolina. I think I'm going to say North Carolina. But that's totally wrong. I'm making that up. Okay, this band is called Crystal Bright and the Silver Hand. And we've played them before, but they've got a lot of cool tracks. And we haven't played this one, so here you go. Yeah. Okay, it's taking its sweet time. Are you guys still there? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Shit.
Yeah, I yeah, okay.
Connectivity. I have to try to go downstairs.
Sounds like a rumble. Everything all right?
Well, I'm not sure. Is everybody still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Blog Talk Radio is doing its...
Rumble in the Jungle.
That's right. It's doing its hangout thing. Let me see if I can...
They need to get it together at Blog Talk.
Yeah, we can just keep talking for the time being. It might kick on in the middle of it. I'm going to see if I can fix something by...
Are you narrating?
Yeah. What do you think of my narration? I'm going through my keychain looking for a key that will get me into an office that will get me to another set of keys that will get me into another office where there's
okay,
a modem that I can check connectivity on.
Is it the gold key? Perhaps it's the silver. Oh, man.
Yeah, this is a pretty big building here. I'm broadcasting.
I got to park there, though. I parked behind the hostel on Saturday night, and we took a safe ride, and our cabbie, like, as soon as we opened the door, he has this huge glass bottle of Fanta. He's like, do you want the Fanta? And we're like,
you want
yeah.
the Fanta? Yeah.
We had
all right,
very,
I'm
going to
reset my modem.
Life conversation with the guy. It was a good time. And then his command... The dispatch kept on calling in, and they were like, number 22, are you having a good time? Safe ride. You pick up all the drunks after freaking ones that don't want to drive or whatever. It's a free ride.
That's pretty cool. And they do that. That's
fun.
Free service.
Safe ride. That's better than a DUI.
That's right. All right, so disconnect. Yeah, for people who don't know, I am I'm broadcasting from the Route 66 hostel downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico.
How is it over there in New Mexico? I've never been there.
Man, it is nice. I've only been here for about a year, but it's different than I thought. There's lots more foliage, and there's really cool places to go hiking. There's mountains. I went up to Bandelier Monument last weekend. There's cliff dwellings up on the rocks, right, that the old native people would use. And they would drill these holes in the side of the rocks and put these long poles in there, and then they would build little houses and structures on top of them. So there's natural caves in the rocks, and they would go and then they'd build these structures up on top of the caves, and they'd occupy, you know, the structures and the caves behind them. And we got to hike all through there and climb up in the caves, and there's one spot we cruised up I think it was 150 feet to where there's this big alcove, and there were different caves that you could climb into, and like I climbed into one, my buddy climbed into another one, like probably a good 100 feet apart, and it had this resonation in there. I'm talking at a conversation level, and I could hear everything he's saying, and he can hear everything I'm saying. Like, remember those when you used to take the can with the string and do that? That's what it was like, and it was all through the rock. And so these people had built, like, basically a two-story apartment complex in there, and that's all gone. You can see where the holes from the the logs were, and they've got like illustrations showing what it would have looked like. But it was really cool, and it was a nice hike, and it's a lot of fun.
What do you think about the human living in a cave in the next couple of years to come and moving underground?
You know,
literally.
It's feasible, you know, with the degradation of our protective layers of the atmosphere, and then the risk of radiation, solar flares, all sorts of things, as that will become more and more of a constant risk that we might have to escape underground, or we're destroying this planet. That's the sad truth of it. And we're either going to have to dig into it, or we're going to have to jump off it and spread out. Probably both, you know.
Right. Right, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think they from the outside in and the inside out, I mean, they keep digging. It's getting, the atmosphere is definitely deteriorating. And they said that we at the peak, if they say, at the peak, that so-called human hasn't ever survived, you know, this part of time where the ozone is that destroyed. So we shall see.
Yeah. All right.
I
think
understand.
I'm to a spot where it's going to make me call back in on my Skype thing. So give me one second while I do this. Are you still there, Mary?
Uh-huh, I am. I'm
okay,
listening.
Cool.
I've heard of these caves.
Tell.
Like, there's underground bases, places already. And then, like, in Sweden, they've been storing seeds, like bunkers of, like, seeds underground. And, you know, they could have, like, skylights up, and you can, like, you know, we're going to
mm-hmm.
Mars, but you can do the same type of thing underground, too. You could build, like, biospheres and, like, freaking sustainable gardens and, you know, like, nice little thing. But, you know, I don't know. I read a book. It's really interesting.
Sorry,
you're talking
I
about
had
books,
to do that.
I read a book about this concept of, like, people living underground. And, yeah, it's... I don't know. I guess after, like, it'd be interesting to see what we evolve into, because, like, after living underground for a long time, I mean, I don't think, like, you know, thousands and thousands of years, like, just think of how we've evolved from, like, you know, Neanderthals, and, like, the way we look different, you know, living underground, totally different atmosphere and environment. It's like, we'll become, like, really fucking pale. And, like, I've heard people say that grays, like, the gray aliens, they're actually from the future, and they were the evolved race that developed underground. And there's, like, you know, freaking documentation that says, you know, that the grays do have bases underground. What do you think about that?
I mean, I believe in aliens. I don't know how deep that is as far as what you say. And then
yeah.
Who knows what, you know, as far as getting deep with, you know, the alien and stuff like that. But, I mean, anything's possible, like I said. You know, and the way the world works is so sophisticated.
Different.
But yet,
yeah.
You know, it's almost like anything is literally possible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at how, you know, all the things that we think of to think that, you know, these things is actually happening, you know, whether it be something that's, you know, natural or man-made.
Well, it's a dimensional, like, universe, though. So we're only seeing things as we're taught, like, in a three-dimensional way. And things are, like, changing and shifting. And we're, like,
weird.
Like, developing. What the hell is that noise, man?
Rumble in the
jungle. I don't know, but I gotta jump in on that. Whoa, something's happening. Oh, I know what's happening. Hold on. I got over the speakers on. I'm gonna be quiet for a second so I can go over here and leave
you. Okay, Harry.
All right. Now, you know how we talk about with the education system, how we've just gotten into this whole mindset of we know everything, and it teaches, it doesn't make people inspired, you know, because we go through this whole attitude of everything we
know
is factual,
know
you know. And then we go back and we look at these things that we can't understand from ancient cultures. I mean, we don't know how they moved the blocks from the pyramids. We don't understand. There's this guy in California somewhere. He's kind of gone a little bit crazy. He sits in his apartment. I watched a show about him. He's made this machine that can make things levitate, and he doesn't understand how it works. None of us understand how it works. And he's kind of spends his entire life sitting in his apartment trying to figure it out. But we touch on things all the time that let us know that we have no understanding of it. you know, and it takes a completely different way of looking at things to even come to begin to comprehend it. And that should, we should embrace that instead of telling people in schools, you know, using words like fast, that's a fucking made up word, right? You know, that just tells you, you know, I don't know. It's infuriating. We are the worst in education on purpose. You don't become worse in education unless you're trying to be, and it's part of how they're keeping us all controlled and sad and complacent and stupid. I don't want to get off on a rant.
I think the human being still has a lot to learn. I think we are immature, not species still. We are very, very advanced in a lot of things, but I think the human still has a lot to learn because it doesn't know how to deal with self. You know, we have, you know, human problems to this day. We still haven't conquered discovering how to use the other percentage of your brain.
Exactly.
And we haven't cured diseases. And this is on
we
a
make
human...
More.
Yeah, exactly. We do more destruction than help. If
we're
you
living
you know,
our
I mean,
natural environment.
Everything is almost there. You know, it's just so sad that all our resources is right here, and we can't you know, seem to get it right. And you know, how are we going to deal with other beings? How are we going to go into space? What's the sense of going into space and starting up civilization somewhere else if we can't fix what's going on right in our backyard?
Yeah.
Very true.
You know.
Very true.
I love to discover things. You know.
I've got this all rebooted, and maybe we should play some music now. Let's come back in a few. Crystal Bright, we set them up. Here we go.
Falling down on the reprise of this story that says I'm lost to myself and all of those on the other side of the
watch, you still climax. He's my fucking IMAX, and he's a my guy. I'm possessed like, holy shit, my God. Bruce Rise, Lizzie Rocky, I'll climb the rock, he's funny Johnny. I'll put my mic in the sound like a solid shoddy. Wanna be fucking with us, up in the cut. What's on us, twist at your gut, don't get touched. We're gonna hit the ill tight skills. Put it together, my fight form. Rhyme feels like chills, but my fight form. Let the fuck I like dawn. Ain't no brother hit like the hip of my form. Right on. Put your cap like a crown on. Sign off your media beneath some media seats like my ass. Yeah, y'all are good to heaven. Pack 'em up like a pyramid. Here it is, serious jokes, hilarious hoes. Cause I'm digging holes with the dirtiest folks. Turn it to low. Thread on my cheddar could be sick in the soul. Come in here, better believe you. Thank you.
it feel like I've been here before now? Every time I look up at the stars, I get a familiar feeling that I can't ignore. Maybe after I die, I will be here forever. If not the end, no, yes, no, we'll live on, my friend.
Another new one off of Sense of Change's new album, and
I love his voice.
Again, yeah, free,
yeah.
Free download.
Yep.
And that's Adam's band too. He's a friend of ours. He's
yeah.
He's
really
cool guy.
He played at my birthday. It was pretty badass. Nope. I've seen him at Edgefest last year.
What all did I play before that? There's some Beastie Boys. There's Radio Silence. Do you remember them? We played them before. They're from like, oh crap, I want to say they're from Austin. And then, they said the Crystal Bright. Crap. Oh yeah. All right, this one. Okay. All right, let's talk about McNasty, Mary. Because, you know, we played this guy a few times, and I've never been able to find him on Facebook. Nick Fury from Band With No Name gave me this guy's CD, and it just says McNasty on it, and the whole album is sick. Apparently, and it, Nick says that his name's Grim, and I finally found him on Facebook. His name's Craig Keith, so I'll be able to tag him in tonight's episode, and hopefully he'll listen to it, and I could tell him, hey, dude, we really like your CD, and this isn't the first time we've played you. We've played you like 5 or 6 weeks. You're really cool, and yeah, so there we go. McNasty has been Tug Keith, so you can find him on Facebook. Check him out, and he's got a Bandcamp page too, and it does say, I'm pretty sure it says McNasty, and then Nick said, okay, Nick's confused. I love Nick to death, but he's confused a lot of this, because that guy's Bandcamp page says McNasty. He's like, no, that's just his album title. I don't know.
But that's how you found it, so...
Yeah,
perception.
Well, I found him. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Perception. Right or wrong, it's perception. Everybody who perceives a conversation several different ways, so yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But Nick's on the. Nick's actually on that album, and we should play that song. Maybe next week we'll. Let's play the song off the McNasty album that has Nick Fury on it next week. And here's
where he's filming a movie right
again.
Now.
Nick Fury is filming a movie with. It's directed by Michael Perez, and he's been on our show before. Him and Ashley Pro, who is his go-to girl. I think that he wouldn't be able to make movies without her. She seems to do everything, and he just drinks.
What?
That's totally not true. That's not true, Mike. Mike and Ashley are friends of ours, and they make movies. And most recently, they made the Steam-Powered Showdown, the steampunk movie, and it was really cool. I think you can check that out. You can check that out online yet, or do we have to wait until it gets done in the IFC circuit before you can check that out, Mary? Do you know?
I'm really not so sure, but I worked with them firsthand on the 48-hour music video with Nick last November. That was a lot of fun. That's how I got to know the guys, so it's fun. I'm going to do some extra parts in this, too, nightclub scene. I went to go do the backyard party scene, but as with the movie business, there was technical difficulties, and it lasted
longer. Broken air conditioner. Yeah. I missed that, too, on account of going in spelunking caves up at Carl's had, Bandolier that day. And by the time I got back, I was hot and sweaty and wanted to do nothing except for hold my face against the air conditioner.
It's been really
I got really stoned too, and then that like planted me securely on the couch. I wasn't going anywhere.
There's so many fires.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just say yeah when that happens. Okay. Hold
on. I'm somebody's bitch.
Are you?
I am. Yeah. The new photographer, Mel Taylor. She's already got my last name. Oh, my goodness. so that's easy. No worries there. No, but we're just chilling here for round 5. The band just got finished. Like I said, sorry I haven't been around, but it was a really good show, man, and I loved it.
So who won tonight, then?
They're actually getting ready to announce it in a couple of minutes. And
nice.
I'm not exactly sure. Once they do, I'll definitely be posting the winner. And actually, we just got told that we're going to be doing my first music video, my first actual music video with
nice.
Joey Koff, Flint rapper. And he's really, really good. I go back and forth with the whole rap artist, but he's such a genuine person, and he's got such a, you know, he's so truthful, you know what I mean? He's talking about doing drugs and being broke, you know what I mean?
You referred to him as a rapper and not an MC, so I'm curious, what's the definition, or why?
So an MC, as I've come understanding it from me studying hip hop, an MC is a mic. They control the mic. An MC puts on a show. You know what I mean? They do the whole thing. They're from start to finish. An MC gets the crowd hyped. There's a hip hop artist which do the, they do, you know, the more lyrical stuff. They do the more meaningful stuff. The more the roots. And an MC is just, you know, a crowd mover. And I remember hearing Run DMC say something about, it's MC is actual abbreviation. It's like, it's a crowd mic mover. I can't remember exactly how he put it, but then they end up switching it and just
that
put down to the MC.
At art. Yeah, okay.
I can't, no, it's like crowd, I don't know, I remember it. I'll get back to
we
you.
Should wiki
the crowd.
Let's wiki this shit and we'll tell you next week.
MC, DJ, because everybody wants to be an
everybody
MC.
Wants to be
oh,
MC.
That's what it is. Master
everybody
of Ceremonies.
Everybody wants to be DJ.
MC
right.
Means Master of Ceremonies. And so a Master of Ceremonies or Compre is the official host of a staged event similar. An MC usually presents performers, speaks to audience, and generally keeps the event moving. An MC may also tell jokes or anecdotes. So I think a lot of people are moving it wrong.
Okay, so wait, so Nick really is an MC then?
Yeah, Nick is an MC. Epic's not. Epic's not an MC.
Epic, you're not an MC. You're a rapper. Or a hip hop artist.
He's
a hip hop artist and a beat producer, but Nick's an MC. Okay.
Now
we know
that's where you could catch most of these mainstream so called artists that are, you know, they got the glitz and glamour of the hip hop or the rap, but yet you pull them on the side and you tell them, you throw a up tempo beat. And they tell you, oh, I can't rap to this. So you tell them, kick a freestyle, and they kick a written. I mean,
right.
You know,
yeah, that's not a freestyle,
like,
right? I think I'm about to see Two Girls Kiss. No, stop. I think I'm about to see Two Girls Kiss.
Oh,
kiss her. You won't
nice.
Kiss her. You won't kiss her. But you won't. All right.
Yeah,
nope.
You know,
also
we should stream this. No hot lesbian action, huh? All right, yeah.
Do you got like a mainstream artist that's breaking in, at least being supported by, you know, the New Mexico community, like in the city or something? Or how's that going over there? Because I'm pretty sure you guys got a bunch of local artists, but that's being embraced more than any.
Albuquerque has like an excellent music scene, and there's a lot of diversity to it too. And as far as I know, it's like, what do you think, Mary? I mean, I know like Sense of Change now has a manager, and they're making more more high production music videos, and I know that guy that they're with usually gets all his bands played on MTV. So I think they're on their way up there, you know. And personally, like Reneva. I think every time. Where's the echo coming from?
I love it.
This was a huge.
I don't know. We're getting a weird echo. But
sorry about that. That was my fault.
I think, that's all right.
That was a vacuum cleaner at Sherman.
That's what happens when you have a live radio show.
Right. Reviva is one of those bands that they continually sell out shows every time they play. Their lead singer went to Nicaragua 2 years ago to join the Peace Corps, and they've continued to tour without him and still sell out shows, and now have like, you know, a whole new following of people who are used to seeing them with the bass player singing, you know, and they don't even know I mean, Reviva is a fantastic band. I think so many bands around here have a huge support, though. I mean, you think about even just like in our circle there, Band with No Name, Good Green, American Flame, how many times do you see the same people showing up at the shows? Because they want to,
you know.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, seeing local live music, you build a community, and it becomes, like, family.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, Colleen, the lead singer from Good Green, helped me move this weekend. And, you know, it builds, like, a community and friendship and family-like environment. And it's awesome. You go out to different shows.
And I think if you can overcome that, that's where you can go, you know, national and international, because I think the most harshest artist is the one, or the harshest audience and the harshest people with their opinion would be in your neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sure. And that's just
one
of those places where
you can go anywhere.
What's really
the people
awesome
who go out
to a show, and everybody is welcome on everybody's set. We call each other up and we have jam sessions, and there's really no. It's
see,
not
that's where New York.
Thing.
This is where New York had lost their whole, you know, not to say that New York was going to be the only one on the spotlight, but in a whole, as a whole, you know, you really don't have too many artists that have that unification over here like the way they used to. Now they're starting to realize that, you know, 10 years later, that, you know, it's like, wow, we lost all this and we was fighting amongst each other, you know, for scraps and, you know, disrespecting each other, and we really didn't get nowhere. You know, who's the toughest,
sure.
Who's this? Now the South done took over.
It about the fucking scraps.
Right.
It wasn't really what they were saying. It was listening to see what was going to talk who shit about who and ever. It really wasn't about, like, listening to the music and feeling it and it having a message. It was about, like, the fucking gossip and, like, the beef that everybody had. And now, like,
that's so true.
We're
coming
more together.
Right.
My friend calls it shit hop.
You know, music is supposed to, well, art, all art, you know, it's the power of music, which is listening to the mental state of the composer. And it's that uplifting. It's the inspiring music that makes you feel good. You know, that's what you need to put out. You're supposed to spread the positivity. You're from New York, Brooklyn. Most Def, one of my favorites, you know, very, like, positive, you know. I like people who, you know, Public Enemy, check you, try to educate you. You know, I don't like the bling rap. I really don't. We've got another caller. I'm going to bring them on.
I mean, you can have the bling rap, but we don't need to hear the bling rap 24/7 because everybody's
right.
I
mean, what is that putting
rap,
on our kids?
You
what
know?
Is that teaching
exactly.
Little boys?
Hold on. New caller.
You know, what
you
kind
of
inspiration?
Yeah.
That's right.
Something uplifting.
Hold that's on. Right. New, inspirational.
New caller, who's this? Nice.
Nah, come on.
I know,
Marie's
right?
Really
hello. They're calling from Mars.
Oh, really?
They're calling from a Mars bar.
It's like Houston.
Unaka todo. Unabi naha utaka. Right. What language is that?
You tell her that she is ready for work and she's fired.
Hey, you better get ready for work or you're going to get fired. I think that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I could go for, there's this place up in Aurora, Colorado called Shinjinko. It was a Japanese steakhouse. They have, like, really good hibachi and really good sushi.
Oh, dude, I'd love
it. I'm just going to be hungry.
Japan,
they did the whole performance,
food.
Man. Yeah.
Japan.
Oh, for sure.
Japan's food is great.
That's what I want to do for sure. I want to travel the world and try it too. That's my dream.
Yeah, I do that. Well, my friends do that. They kind of did a spinoff off a hip hop show and kind of opened it up to, you know, traveling the world and testing different foods. You know, almost
oh,
like
that's
the travel
fantastic.
Channel. But from
that's
a
what I would like to do.
From a
yeah,
perspective,
like to...
though.
I'd like to go out and go showcase, you know, different local bands and things going on in different communities and have, like, a camera crew go with me. Just go travel the world. Go to different places and see what they got going on. You know, try their food, listen to their music,
fucking
you know, go see what's going on. Yeah, let's start a Kickstarter. This is what I want to do.
Kickstarter.
And these people will send me around the world to go do this shit. Because
I mean,
that would be fantastic. That would be my dream job right
Starbucks.
There.
or you spend $5 to help somebody achieve their dream. Kickstarter.
Kickstarter, yeah. No, you know, and that's exactly what we keep getting back to. It's like, have you fixed your economy? Is you give your money to the little guy? You know, they say it doesn't filter down. Well, don't go to Starbucks where they take it and send it out of state. You know, go to local restaurants. Go like here in Albuquerque, there's lots of really cool places to go get coffee that are locally owned. You know, Mike Colombo's place down on Yale, right?
Dude.
The Fans of Film. That place is awesome. He lets people, he's got a screen and a projector in there. He lets film crews screen their film projects in there. He'll let poets come in and read and local musicians come in and play. I mean, places like that are where you want to find your money into.
More cultural.
You know,
yeah,
more
community. Cultural.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Right, for sure. That's and then you're handing, then you're giving money to people who live here who are going to continue to spend it here. And those type of people, they tend to go
and,
to other
and
local
you tend
places
to, like,
too.
Begin congregate and see the same people over and over again, the people that you see at the local live shows.
It's
an intimate
environment.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Environment.
Yeah.
Community.
And that's what occupying your underground is about. It just means, like, go out. We're not affiliated with the Occupy Wall Street. I don't really know what those people were trying to do, how they thought that was going to help sitting in front of buildings. But,
yeah,
you know,
I questioned that, too. What was the agenda?
Yeah.
What was God accomplished, really? What got accomplished?
No idea. Absolutely nothing.
It made
some people don't like them. You know, they made a lot of people, because that's what the, you know, they what they did is they wanted media coverage. Well, the media is very one-sided, and
mm-hmm.
it didn't
it
really go out and tell anybody what they were trying to do. It
right.
Really all it did was help give them a negative image, and so I don't know, but. Occupy your underground. Go out and get out of your house.
Dog,
go into your
guys.
Community. Get to know people. Spend your money there. Hey, Mary got her dog back. Congratulations.
I did. I'm
Mary.
Out here playing with him.
Jupiter.
He's got a toy. We're playing tug.
And learn how to grow your own food.
Yes. Community gardens.
Yeah, you need to. People need to get more. Stop. We got to stop being self-sufficient and start being really independent. When we say independent, you got to live by that. And, you
right.
know, you want to. Get away from a lot of the things that's going on, you know, from the bad food and, you know, and also spending so much money.
Yeah.
All the GMO. Oh, my
on
God, yeah.
Craze.
Monsanto on the GMO. That was our topic last week. We were going off about that. And the week before, because we didn't even get it finished. You know, that's just.
Did you see the documentary, The World According to Monsanto?
Yes.
No, I have not. Mary probably has.
You,
yeah.
You got to check that out. I mean, I'm pretty sure the young lady, she, you know, that's a deep documentary.
Right. So you've seen that, right, Mary?
Yeah. Also,
okay,
like,
yeah.
The one about the guy who has to eat McDonald's for, like, what, 6 months?
Oh yeah, Super Size Me. Did you see the Super High Me one? Where the guy,
yes.
like, he didn't smoke
that's
weed for a month. And then he did for a month, and is that why SAT scores were like higher? I think when he was stoned, if I remember right, right? Yeah.
When he did the
ESP
one, yeah.
The ESP
his reflexes
one.
And everything were better.
Well, you,
that's
I
awesome.
Mean, a deep documentary. I don't know if y'all seen it. Another one is called Blue Water, and that's
I don't think I've
seen that. That one is has to do with, you know, what is it? No, Blue Gold. Excuse me, Blue Gold. Okay, and that has to do with the water and how they capitalizing on water. And the next thing that's going to be a war will be water.
Yeah.
Water, for sure. You know,
well, we feel that. We're in
the
desert, so we kind of feel that because we are in the desert. And it's dry and it's hot here.
I think Oregon's one of the few states left that you can legally harvest rainwater. I mean, most places have outlawed that. If you can't even, there are water wipes. I was just looking online. And they're saying that you can still harvest water in Oregon.
Rainwater?
Yeah, rainwater. Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they've not. Maybe you can't do it there anymore either. But that's
well,
just,
sure.
I mean, it's drastically coming.
How do they have rights for that? I don't understand. How can they?
Well, what happens is they they are some of the people that, are paying these politicians and helping them with their campaign. So it goes down to like corporation type stuff, like Nestle, Avion
money.
Water, and all these other companies. They basically buy their way into some of these states and you know, small towns that have, you know, mountain running water. And if you see this documentary, there's actually two documentaries, Blue Gold, and there's another one. And it's deep. It tells you, it shows how, you know, all over the world, they're basically starting to charge for water. You know, I mean, people buy it. I mean, you pay for water if you, you know, own property.
I remember thinking about that as I was growing up, as you started to see water being sold in water bottles, just how it was, like, water should be free, you know. But, yeah, and then it's
a natural resource,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah, and now it's
a natural
resource.
Like,
they're going to start charging
you
to breathe.
You can get crap water from your faucet, you know, but you have to pay for water that you would drink, you know.
And that same water that you're buying is not 100% accurate like they're saying. They're saying that it's, you know, filtered, it's Rocky Mountain, and they even found in some of these companies that they were using tap water.
And then selling it, slapping a label on it. Because nothing's police. Everybody just has this attitude out there, oh, well, somebody must be checking that shit. Somebody, you know, oh, you would think that somebody would be on top of it. Every time you tell you think to yourself, you would think you would be thinking wrong.
Well, that's where you go back to thinking on you're dependent on something. You're dependent on somebody else to check something for you.
And it's
so,
the fear factor. If we don't have them, what the fuck are we going to do? And they feed us with fear. And it keeps
us in line. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I think that's it's part of their tactic, you know. And I don't know who the they is, honestly. You know, it's like when you look at the inadequacies in the education system, and when you look at how basic things like school and healthcare aren't provided for us. You know, it's like the internet. We're fat. We're complacent. You know, we're necessities. You know, we've grown accustomed to. We're too lazy to stand up and fight for anything. You know, I still remember thinking when more people voted for Gore and they appointed Bush president, that people would get up out of their houses and be like, no, screw you, government. You can't tell us who our president's going to be. And everybody just sat there and bitched about it. And that's what we do, is we sit and we bitch about things. Or we pick up and we write on signs and we go stand in front of something, you know, and bitch about it together. But it's like, we're not accomplishing anything. We're not tearing down the fucking government.
We're sitting there
in line, you know,
freaking protesting, and we still have a bottle of water in our hand that we bought for $1.25.
Yeah, $12 for a bottle of water at a concert, and you get $80 for a ticket to go see, you know.
Another thing, they have done a great job in brainwashing the human being, you know, and systematically having them on a system. And the system is, you know, your daily routine, 9 to 5, get up in the morning, go to work. By the time you come out of work, you're so tired, you only have time for several hours eat dinner, go to bed, and start the same routine all over again.
Sit in front of your
like a machine.
TV for 2 hours.
Yeah, and you just work.
Exactly.
Fed freaking mind-warping fucking shit.
And you work
exactly.
By,
hey,
so
I have worked all day
earn
to pay for this electricity and this big-ass screen TV.
But you work so you can earn enough money to continue working. That's really what you do, you know.
They feel like they don't need.
Yeah, it's a continual cycle.
Yep.
And you have to get out of it. You know, you have to get out. I'm really at a spot now where I'm.
So what's enticing
to getting out of that? You know,
in this cycle though. I mean, let's get down to it. What is enticing to us as a species that keeps us in this cycle?
Well. Okay, like right now I'm working for room, you know, room
okay, so
board.
Shelter and
yeah,
survival
I work at a hospital.
Well, in a
so
shelter.
Yeah, I work at a hospital, and I get a room for working here, you know, and And I feel like this is as close to a real job as I want to get again. I did accounting for 15 years. My ex-wife and I owned a bookkeeping company, you know, and I was stuck tethered to a computer under the lights, attached to the phone all the time, you know. And when I went home, I was logging in remote access and working, you know. It was, and I got no interest in that. Life is short, and the meaning of life is to live. You got to get out, do things, see things. There's a big fucking world out there that I haven't seen, and I want to go explore it and try it too. You know, it's like I'm trying to formulate a plan that will allow me to do that. You know, and it's like, sometimes you just have to let go of the things that are holding you down. And a lot of that are constraints that society has like shifted you into, you know, the television, the computer communication, the roof, the housing. I mean, get a fucking backpack and go. Just see what happens, you know. I don't know. There's so many people that come through here are just backpacking. You know, they got sick of fucking work. You know,
you just said
going,
it with the
people
TV.
Go get, yeah, you know. People go get
the TV. I mean, if you look at when you step out of your house, I mean, even when you're in your house, as soon as you step up out of your house, you know, you go into the inner city or wherever you at, whether it be the city or the suburbs, but you're going to find commercial stuff where it's billboards. Everything is advertisement. When you turn on the TV, advertisement. So they just flood you with all this,
this.
And it's buy, 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 buy.
Mm-hmm.
And what you say to your money, too, buy, 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 buy.
Mm-hmm.
It's overstimulation, you know, and it sucks. It's like it sucks. Oh, man, when you go out, just think about how little attention you pay to things. You can only provide so much attention to things, and so much of our attention is given to crap, you know. TV
is
the main one.
And you're missing
and
out on
so
much.
It just sucks in. Yeah, you're
being
sucking
out
in
nature
useless
and, like,
information.
Actually being, yeah.
You know, your brain can only retain so
much. We live in a very sterile,
can,
manufactured environment, and a lot of people haven't woken up to it and, like, realized that there's much more to the sterile, manufactured fucking environment that we're avatars to. We fucking wake up and we would, like, be able to feel. We would be able to connect consciously, like we're talking about with the computers and the chips in our head. We would be able to connect consciously like that. I think ancient cultures actually, like, figure that out. That's how they were, like, moving fucking stones to build the pyramids and stuff, because they, like, had access to that part of their brain.
You know, that's a whole topic for another show, but I really think that mankind has reached higher levels of technology than we have currently. And I think we have multiple times, and we probably destroyed ourselves multiple times, and we're going to do that again.
Well, yeah. History starts
to repeat itself, and we're not getting any smarter.
Well, it goes down to everything from, like you said, the stresses of life, working, what we're eating. You know, we're not using our full potential with our brain because we're in the system of doing things routinely. Even like when we watch sports, I mean, as good as sports is, sports is good for the athletes and the ones that make the money. But if you keep watching this, it's the same routine over and over. We get into a systematic. We don't do things beyond. You know, that's why they say it's good. Discover the world. Check different things. Don't listen. I mean, listen, but discover yourself, you know. Research. Educate yourself. Because, you know, you won't know unless you go out there and you also expand your mind when you're learning new things and seeing different things. I mean, you just intaking all this information, but you know, if you stay stuck in the system, which it's not nothing that is, it's the actual person's fault, but the system has put us in this way, whoever the system is, and it's a systematic thing, it's a human being thing, but also the way it's been in place, you know, and it works for them. But it doesn't work for us.
Thank you for calling it. Like, seriously, like, you're one of the most insightful people I find myself that has called in thus far to the radio show.
Yeah, man, we do this show every Thursday night from 10 to midnight Mountain Time. You can call, that's midnight to 2 your time. You can call in any week that you want and hang out with us. We just play music and talk about whatever comes up, you know. I hope people listen. But I don't know. I think on what you were saying, it's like you have to, your body, every part of it adapts to what you really stimulate your mind and well, everything else, then it grows stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to continue learning. You have to continue challenging things. And,
and thinking about things. Everything is supposed to be interpreted by all of us. We're all vastly different people for a reason, because it takes all of us, you know, as humanity, as an organism, it takes all of us to go perceive life, to go experience life through very different eyes, you know. And truthfully, it's like none of our points of view are accurate. We know that, you know, we've all talked about that before. You know, it takes like everybody else's point of view is just as valid as ours, and ours is just as fucked up as theirs. It's like it takes that math getting together and seeing things from everybody's point of view to get a better idea that something even closer to the whole. You know, it's like we just have to remember how limited our perception is, and how that seems to create contradictions, you know, and things, and look, learn to look past those. You know, open your mind and don't look at things and say, well, this can't be true if that's true, because you don't fucking understand. I mean, it's all perception. It's like one person
might, a
psychologist might look at someone and see a mental illness, whereas the priest might look at that same person and see a demon. Who's to say what's right? It's like they're both seeing something. Neither of them are seeing the truth, but it's aspects of it. It doesn't matter what you're seeing or how you're looking at it. You're, you know, all points of view are valid. Remember that, you know. And just, yeah. All right, we got about 2.5 minutes until the end of the live portion, and then we'll go over to the after party. The archive listeners get to hear us a little bit longer. So I just want to give you guys that. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you to New York for hanging out, man. That was pretty awesome of you, man. Did he already leave?
I think he had to leave.
Oh, I didn't hear him leave, but yeah, that was
but
really
no,
awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that was cool.
Random person from New York calling in, you know what I mean? That's really, really cool.
Right.
He was very insightful. He had a lot of interesting things to say, for sure.
It was really good, and he should
call
in.
Good way of, yeah, he really should.
All right, so we got less than 2 minutes. What's everybody got on the agenda coming up this week?
Oh, I got a gig at the Dam Bar on Saturday.
Yeah.
In Rio Rancho with Good Green. We have a car wash coming up as well at Vince's Barbershop. Doing this show next Thursday night.
That's right. What about you, Corey?
This week I'm actually I'm going to take a break. I'm going to do a lot of editing from the Gay Uno birthday bash at the Doghouse. Wow.
Nice.
And then, I'm going to spend some time with some of my old family friends. They're like, you know, it's my best buddy died a year ago in Iraq today. He was my best friend, and so his family is there having a little memorial get together, and so I'm gonna be chilling out with them this weekend. And then Father's Day is coming up, so I'm gonna see my boy for a minute and have an Occupy Underground barbecue. Over there,
discuss
the podcast, the new Joey Koff video that we're going to start working on. So we're going to start shooting in about 2 to 3 weeks. And then,
that sounds like a blast.
Continue with Banshee. I'm going to start doing. I'm going to make another song, and I'm really excited. I'm going to do actually a remake to Macklemore's Same Love.
Nice. Oh, that's a cool one. That's one of my favorites off that album. All right, so that's it. We've got just about 10 seconds left. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you're listening in the archives, continue to listen. Thanks again to New York for calling in. Thanks to everybody. We love you. Peace out. Okay, that's it. And we are in the after party.
Woo!
So, we didn't get a lot of music played this week, but that's cool. We got some interesting.
Well, you guys had
really
good conversation, yeah. Though. You know what I mean?
Touched on some
very
important topics.
And I, like I said, I'm sorry, guys, but I've been so for the past week. I've just really been trying to do right, good swim and files thing.
That's really cool.
But you know,
I
once
think,
we start, just a minute more.
I think when we wrap up here, I'm going to play some more. I got some more Batwing for Lab Rats. I got some more Sense to Change. And
I've been jamming that CD
the
last day.
And some
Reviva.
We'll do some Reviva, Batwings for Lab Rats, and Sense to Change to close out the show. And I'm taking off to Denver tomorrow. We're heading up.
Ellie Finzer is driving out from Phoenix. She's going to meet up with us, and we are all heading up to Denver. We're going to go to the we're going to go to Longmont for the Buck Jaw release party for issue number 2. And yeah, I think then we're just going to hang out and do a barbecue up there on Sunday and come back on Monday. So that'll be a blast. So let's wrap it up and play some music. What do you guys think? All right, Mary hung up. All right, Corey, you have a good week, man.
You too, brother. I'll give you a call, man. Enjoy
your
weekend.
All right, I'll talk to you as well. I'll talk to you later. Here is...
love you, Mary.
Here's some Reviva.
Congratulations of your dog.
Yeah. Reviva.
Reviva.
Reviva. The change comes from within. It does. I like this song. This is one of my favorites off this album. This is a great album, and I recently heard LP. Throwing that out there. Vinyl.
you made me trust no one, and I could find my own way. I don't need no one, everyone's drives me insane. I could make up my mind without your thoughts in my brain, cause you're only foolish, and all I need is wisdom. Every mind that surrounds itself with you becomes a prison, and every time I come around you, I always listen. Trust and lose that you report till I found out something's missing. Where were you when I thought this was the end, and I had no one to go to talk to, my only friend? Look at the message they send. The message they send, the type of shit that you think is just pretend, cause they put it on the movie, so it's not meant to offend now. Look at the message they send. Look at the message they send. And little men are even known to what they want to go rob a bank and know for guns again. Look at the message they send. I bet he learned it from the television set. And little men has a chance to get harassed, and all the girls think they can get them undressed. So look at the message.
Another one of the millions of zombies who get told what to do. This right here is harsh reality to me as we've seen. Parents don't hold their kids when they scream, they just show their faces and scream. You're raising a queen or a king, and it seems that their dreams are filled up with the necessary means. But you can change your routine, cause they follow your lead. Let them learn it from you rather than Fox News and NBC.
So where were you when I thought this was the end, and I had no one to go to, so drugs are my only friend. Look at the message they send. Look at the message they send. Type of shit that you think is just pretend, cause they put it on the movie, so it's not meant to offend them. Look at the message they send. Look at the message they send. And little man, where they belong to, what they want to go around my bank and knows what guns to get caught. Look at the message they send. I bet he learned it from the television set. And little man hasn't had to get harassed, and all the girls think he can get them undressed, huh? Look at the message they send. Television set. So let me see, you made me trust no one, and I could find my own way. I don't need no one, everyone drives me insane. I could make up my mind without your thoughts in my brain, cause you're only foolish, and all I need is wisdom. Every mind that surrounds itself with you becomes a prison, and every time I come around you, I always listen. Trust and know that you report till I found out something's missing now, yeah. The news you reporting, I found out something's missing out, yeah. Just the news you reporting, I found out something's missing in it. Just the news you report.
No, you listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park, carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business. So if you want the truth, go to yourself. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth.
Oh no, I ain't afraid of no suffering man.